shoot, shoot, ba doop, doop, da doop, doop, da doop, da doop, da. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Sweet Side of Life, Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. Oh,
shit. We're driving. And we need to be paying attention to the road.
I have freaking cars in front of me slamming on our brakes. Anywho,
this is not a traditional hitting the streets with the sweets.
We almost hit the street, literally.
We almost hit the Volkswagen in front of us.
But anyways, welcome to our adventures. We realized our last episode was also a hitting the streets with the sweets episode, and we like to try to bookend, a live studio one. However, we were just so busy this week, so tired, and it was just a very busy week. So we weren't able to get in the studio and do a regular episode. So we are doing one now on Saturday morning as we're making our way to Huntington Beach, California.
Yes. But we are going to make this one more like a normal one. I mean, obviously we're not drinking. We had coffee. It's going to be longer. Like, some of our hitting the streets are just like, hey, this is where we're going, this is what we're doing. But that's not what this is going to be.
No.
It's going to be a longer one, more like we're in the studio telling a story, et cetera, et cetera. So we're on our way to Huntington Beach. We're going to see the Whelan brothers at the beach. And then party in Huntington.
Yeah, we were going to go to the plush party there. They do a little mini bar takeover type thing in downtown. However, they got a dress code, and we're rolling into Huntington Beach in the summer. We got flip-flops on. I ain't trying to wear no jeans and no crazy. Yeah, so we're just going to skip the dress code and just do some partying at some of the local bars out there and have a good old time.
So that's where we're on our way to. But we wanted to go over, we had talked about...
Did you guys do your homework?
Let's go over what we're going to discuss today.
Mm-hmm. If you open your book to chapter 13...
I've gotten some people who've talked about the fact that you no longer say chapter, volume, or if somebody references it, I'm like, oh, you're still in our early, our first season of our podcast.
First couple episodes, I didn't know if it was a volume, a chapter, an episode, a season, but now we got it out. It's season and episode.
Yeah.
So.
But we don't announce it every time.
I don't even know what number we're on right now.
I don't know. I think 25.
That sounds about right.
Around 25.
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah. So, we did...
Jeez, that car almost hit me.
Kind of intended... Okay, this is Wild West out
Fuck
here on
you,
Saturday
bro.
On the 5 freeway.
Coming up in his little BMW. Jesus, criminies.
So, we talked about... We're going to Via Vita. And we discussed potentially doing a podcast from Via Vita.
Yes.
However, sadly, that did not happen.
I took all the stuff. I set up all the equipment.
Or you did. And I would like to, for the record, I did bring in a couple bags.
Yeah, you totally helped.
I did.
Totally helped, bro.
This time. But we had every intention on doing a podcast, but like we've kind of said, it's hard to break away from the party when the party's going. And there was actually two couples there. I think, I'm kind of sad because I don't know if we'll have the opportunity to interview them again, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of we were both there.
Who are you referring to?
I think you said Cindy.
Oh, Cindy and Mitch.
Mitch.
Yeah, if you guys are listening, we definitely want to talk with you guys.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I went back and I traced out. You had said you were on another podcast, Casual Swingers, and I found the episode. And I actually remember now listening to your guys' episode. You guys have a great story. So, yeah, next time we'll have to catch up with you guys and get you on the air and do a full interview. But,
yeah, so
this
them,
didn't
I'm
work
sure.
out that weekend.
I'm not sure if we would run into them again. I mean, hopefully. And we can do, a podcast with them. But, so they're one, and then The other one is the couple that, if you listen to our first, that we met at the Halloween, our first Halloween party, that you played with her, and then I guess in the podcast. I said I wasn't sure if he was into me, and then that in the pool, so they started listening to us, and yes. He was like in the pool. He's like, "You need to get the record straight. Like, I was into you. Like, what are you totally talking down. About? Like, he was like, I need this to be put on the record." So I was laughing. Yeah,
he said we need to go back and amend the episode.
Yeah.
So this is the amendment.
So I was kind of laughing about that, but they would have been fun to have on too, because they're a cool couple as well.
Yeah. And then, of course, Beard and Butt.
Yeah, we didn't have... Yeah, Beard and Butt were there, too. We could have talked to them.
There's a lot of people that we wanted to that I kind of had, like, a list of people in my head. But there's a few times I said, should we do this now? You're like, oh, not yet. And then you're like, should we do this now? Oh, not yet. And
yeah, like, you were doing something or I was doing something.
Before you know it, it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm breaking down the podcast equipment. It wasn't even used. But you know
what?
That's
right. There's another time.
We're all about... It's gotta feel right.
Yeah, I gotta
you do it for the fun.
Right.
If for whatever reason it didn't work out, it was meant to be.
Right.
So
that's that. We did have a great time at Bia Vida. It was basically a lust party in the water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more people actually who we've seen at lust parties, but not necessarily all together were there.
We definitely had
it was a big group.
We had a bunch of people recognize us again from the podcast, and I'm going to tell everybody, if you recognize us from the podcast, please come up and say hello. We love nothing more than that. You know, if you're shy or whatever, just get over it and just come say hello, because it's always great to meet people that listen to us. And it is funny because, like, people will, like, reference something from, you know, 8 episodes ago, and I'm like, huh?
I know.
And then they
should go back and listen to our
podcast.
Then
they start telling us what we were saying. I'm like, that sounds like something I'd say. But yeah, so if you guys are listeners, we love to meet each and every one of you. And we want to party. So
yeah, so anyway, so Bia Vida was a good time, even though we didn't get to use our podcast. Probably why we had such, or not why, but like showing that we had such a good time, we didn't have a chance to use our podcast.
Exactly.
We were just doing so much. But,
And I ate. We ate dinner.
Yeah, we did eat this
time.
That
was cool. That makes life so much easier when you're not going 12 hours on one protein bar.
Yeah. So we stayed. Yeah, we both said, like, we kind of, like, got our buzz on, but we didn't, like, I don't think either of us.
I never got drunk to the point where I was, like.
Sideways eyes.
Sideways. I definitely didn't get sideways eyes. I was still kind of, I've said it before on the podcast, I don't want to use the word suffer, but I definitely have an anxiety about me. And it takes a couple of drinks for me to, you know, relax enough to be in this type of environment. But it takes even more for me to loosen up and kind of, you know, engage, I guess you could say. So, like, the other day I was telling you, I feel like I'm losing my swinger powers, because it's just past couple events, I just kind of like, I just get so into my my head. And
well, I think the one that we did, well, when you say events, what do you?
Well, our last four events, I feel like I've
Cause I
not
think
really done anything.
At Sea Mountain, which we'll talk about not today, but at Sea Mountain, I think part, like, that was you got too drunk.
Well, that was at the end.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I think there was, like, a point of, like, trying to get there and then went too far, you know?
Yeah.
And then,
because you didn't give me food.
Then you're, I did. I tried. And then there was a point of, like, okay, you go one party and that happens. Then the next party you try to be extra careful not to do that. And then you end up sober.
Yeah, it's
like a balancing act.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... We've done a lot of stuff this summer. I think we're talking about doing EDR.
August 31st.
August 31st, just like a day pass.
It's Labor Day weekend, so that Saturday is going to be a big party.
Hopefully, yeah. And we well, basically, we're, like, it's, like, the end of, like, summer swinger season.
Yeah, summer.
And so
yeah.
We were like, oh, we have to do something.
At least get one more EDR visit in before it starts snowing in Palm Springs.
No, it doesn't snow, but definitely before it starts getting colder and before, you know, all the fall stuff starts.
Plus,
like,
my weekend schedule
is
coming up is going to get much busier. So
it's
going to be hard to do the full daytime stuff.
Yeah. So we've got that, but we've done a lot of stuff this summer, one of which was like 2 months ago now.
We went
to Athena's.
It was their like first summer party of the year.
It was their summer party, their opening summer party. And we never got to talk about that, which was a fun party.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
So I think we should talk about Athena's.
Next episode. No, thank you guys so much.
No, you always do that. No. So, okay. So, Athena's is a pool party in, where is that?
Fontana.
Fontana.
Where did you say?
Rialto. Isn't Rialto out there, too?
It's out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Fontana. And so, whenever we go out there, we'll usually get a hotel and stay because it's, again, we don't drink and drive, and we both like to drink. So,
yeah.
We could Uber, I guess, but
the cost of the Uber is more than the cost of the hotel,
usually.
And it's like,
So we stay down there, or up there, I guess. So we usually will go. We actually found a good spot to have margaritas before.
That Mexican restaurant.
There's a Mexican restaurant out there. So
it's a Mexican sports bar.
Yeah, if you go out there and look at the Mexican sports bar, if you're looking for a place to eat, it was pretty good food. And actually, it was really good food.
Yeah, it was really good.
And the drinks were really good. And it was
a good pre-party spot.
Because our hotel, the freaking bar didn't open till like 4, and this was a daytime party.
And the party starts at 2,
So anyway, we get there. The party's already going. Like, I don't know why we were there.
We got there about, like, maybe a half hour after the party started. But,
Yeah.
People, I will say, swingers, for the most part, are on time. Because they realize that, A, if you show up to a party late, connections have already been made. So, you got to get there early while the pickings are good.
Yeah.
You know, it's an early swinger gets the worm. You know, I'm pretty sure that's a saying.
I don't think
I want to make a t-shirt that says early swinger gets the worm.
I think you're going to need to think that through a bit more.
I love it. It's perfect.
Anyways. So, we get there, like, the pool's already full. There's already a bunch of people. We bring our first of all, we thought all our drinks were going to one bar. But then they had the other bar open.
Yeah.
Which threw, I think, a lot of people off. But
yeah.
So this place has two bars. And
it's BYOB.
BYOB. So we get all our stuff, get our drinks and everything. And then, I mean, a bunch of people are there who we know. There's some people there who host Pink Taco.
Yep.
There's people there who, Brittany and Zac Efron were there.
Brittany bitch.
Yeah.
Yep, they were there.
And
there's a whole bunch of people there.
I mean, just I could keep going forever. But anyway, so we're there with some other friends. They're coming way later.
Yeah.
So we do the pool for a little bit, and then I honestly, like, the daytime kind of just, like, I don't even know what we did during the day. I feel like we just blended.
It was just consistent drinking and just talking. There was nothing to write home about in the beginning part of the day. It was just loosening up.
I got offered Coke.
You did get offered Coke. And she's not talking about the mixer commonly used in a Long Island iced tea.
This is the first time I've been offered drugs at a party.
Really?
I think so. No, I guess when we went, like, out with some people we didn't know, like, we were bar hopping or whatever, I think they offered it.
Really?
Yeah. But I was in line at the bathroom, and a girl comes up, and she's like, are you in line in the bathroom? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I just want to go touch up my makeup, if that's okay. Can I go in with you? And I'm just like, that's fine, whatever. So I go in, she goes in, she's like touching her makeup up, and then she does a bump, I guess. I mean, again, this lingo is very foreign to me. And then she's like, I'm literally still peeing, and she looks at me, she's like, do you want a bump? I'm like, no, thank you.
I'm good.
I'm gonna pass. And then later,
let it be known we get high on life.
Later, I told you, you're like, well, thanks for not doing coke in the bathroom.
Yeah. Jeez.
So, yeah, so that was funny. I was like, okay.
Coming out, talking about tiger's blood.
In general, I don't know. What's weird is that there was another couple that we will talk about later. We found out did coke as well. And I don't know, like, if it's certain parties it's more prevalent at.
I have no idea.
Because I honestly, like, and I know a lot will say, like, no drugs, 420 friendly, which obviously, like, they have to put that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Anyway, it was just weird.
You're going down a rabbit hole.
I know. It was just weird to me because I've, like, been to so many parties, and that was, like, the first time I've ever been offered drugs, I guess. Well,
apparently, we haven't been to very good parties.
My face doesn't say, give me drugs.
Man, shoot. When we went to Jamaica, I got offered every drug.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Now, that's right. You white boys like cocaine.
Yeah. So, that was really one of the main things I remembered about.
That's a highlight of your daytime memories.
But like, just,
I think we can move past that.
Yeah. So anyway, so then
you're 20 minutes on cocaine.
I know, which I didn't do. So,
so let's fast forward a little bit. We've got the pool parties. That was all fun and done. And then later around, I think it was 8 o'clock, they actually had a band.
Yeah.
They had a DJ throughout the day, which was pretty standard, and it was fun. And then they had a band that started, I think it was 8, it was called Flashbacks or something like that. The entire party was 80s glow themed, yeah. So it was fun. Everybody was kind of dressed up a little bit, and yeah, they had a whole stage set up, and it was pretty dope, pretty dope.
Yeah, the band is playing, and we're kind of dancing or whatever, and then our some other friends come that we've talked about before. So they show up, and then we're...
Okay, we need to...
Give them names?
These people from before, these people, like, yeah, we need some type of context. So are you talking about our friends from...
Way
podcast one.
Yes.
Okay. So let's call them the Metro Couple.
The Metro Couple?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay.
So we're going to call them the Metro Couple.
Okay.
She's
Mr.
and Mrs. Metro. Metro.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay. So they're the couple, if you listen to podcast one, that they basically, introduced the idea of the club FA and all that to you, which and then introduced it to me. And then basically that's where our stories kind of started.
Yes.
And we've remained friends, more or less, like, through this whole, I mean, before we were even, you and I were even married. Like,
yeah, we were friends and then we moved.
You were friends with her, Mrs. Metro. And then we kind of, like, moved to different directions.
We moved to San Diego, and then we kind of lost touch for a little bit. But then... And then we moved back into town. And, you know, we just, you know, still hung out with them every now and then. And we actually got them... come into the all the DTF less parties. So yeah, we remade contact. So there you go. Mr. and Mrs. Metro.
Yes. Okay. So Mr. and Mrs. Metro show up, and so we're partying with them. We're, you know, all dancing and everything. And then there's another couple there as well, who goes to less parties, who's met Mr. and Mrs. Metro before.
What can we call them?
So we're all dancing, and I don't know, what can we call them?
I'm thinking. let's call them
We're gonna have to remember this for future ones too.
I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to remember. I don't want to call him like Mr. B and Mr. C. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to get like a nickname so it sticks.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do I think of when I think of them?
I can't think.
Okay, so I'll keep thinking.
Okay, continue anyway, the story. So there's another couple that's there to be named later. anyway, so
I think eat butt, but that's not a very good.
No. So this couple though is the one that you ate her from behind and then licked her butt
at the Marriott
lobby. At the takeover with Plush for New Year's.
Yeah, like that. That's what's in my head. I'm trying to think of a way to package that up in it with a pretty bow.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we're all hanging out, whatever. And then in my fashion, I suggested blowjobs. While we're kind of like on, we'll call it the dance floor. It was more like the grassy area in front of the.
Was that before? Mrs. Jade walked up, or was Miss? Did Mrs. Jade come in after?
After, I think. Okay. I think you saw her later, okay. Or I think you saw her earlier. You, whatever, and then, I think that happened later.
Okay. So, anyway, so in your,
so, I because it was just the six of us.
The six of us at that point.
Yeah.
Mrs. Jade came in shortly thereafter, but in the same area while we were standing there.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
So I suggest blowjobs, I'm pretty sure.
And we're not talking about the shot, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was me, because that just sounds like me to do that.
Yeah.
So let's just circle blowjob here, here in the middle of this dance floor.
That sounds about right.
So, the couple that we haven't named yet, she gave her husband a blowjob.
She blowjobbed.
She started her husband. And then I was in front of Mr. Metro, and then you were in front of Mrs. Metro. So
yes.
So here's the thing with speed check you, reported ahead on I-5
North. Oh. I muted that. I don't know.
No, you didn't.
I turned off the entire volume.
So
Siri.
We've got directions now.
Siri all butts in.
Going on. So yes, we're driving. Anyway. So the thing with Mrs. Metro and you,
yes,
is, and this is important, I think, context.
Yeah, I was gonna address it later,
you address
but
it now.
So, Mrs. Because
there was a whole thing about her going down on you, so I think it's important that
a whole thing.
No, just like she was like, "Are you sure?"
Oh, So yeah, Mrs. Metro and I, we have a past, not like a past, like a sketchy past or anything. It's just we've been friends for a long time, pre-LS, like we were talking about. Before I met you.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things, like, back in the day, in all reality, we probably would have dated to some extent, but it just never happened for various reasons. You know, either I had a girlfriend, she had a boyfriend, whatever the case was, it just never happened. And
but there was definitely an attraction there.
There was definitely an attraction there, and it was just one of those missed opportunities, I guess you could say. Yeah. So fast forward.
So I know this, obviously.
You know this.
I meet you guys, and Mr. Metro knows this too, but I meet you guys when, with her. Like, you're friends with her when I meet you.
Yeah.
So, and I know, like, there's, I think I even talked about it in the first podcast. So, like, there was an attraction between
We've talked about this. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so now that everybody's married and, nothing's ever really happened between any of us.
Well, it kind of goes back to a few less parties ago when we kissed for the first time. It was kind of like it was different. I don't want to say weird, but it was just like, okay, we just did that.
Yeah.
But we're very much walking at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
In the sense of just because there is a history there, like I want to make sure. First and foremost, our friendship doesn't get messed up, and I just want to make sure obviously you're good and she's good, and
yeah,
I value friendships and I obviously value our marriage. So I'm definitely taking this one easier than I would with just, you know, someone we just met where there's no history. So that's always in my mind when we're hanging out, is I just want to make sure I respect everybody's boundaries and I don't cross anything accidentally.
Right.
So when we first kissed a while ago, it was like, it was a long time coming type of thing. And we was like, cool, it was fine. Everything worked out. And that's where it stopped at that particular point. But then here at this party, you know, you're throwing out blowjob suggestions. And she was just like, yeah, we're good. And I'm like, we're going to find out, you know. But no, it was, she got down there and she did good. She did fantastic. So
then in my true fashion as well, I rotated all of us women.
Yes, yes.
So then eventually we all blew the three of them. The three of us threw the three of them. Blew the three of them. But anyway, so we did that. We were basically in the middle. I don't want to say the middle of the dance floor, but we were like
more
in front of the stage kind of like, but more on the grass.
The band was definitely.
The band was playing.
Had a show.
So we did that, and then there like was a suggestion, like there's one playroom there. So they were, well, there's like cabanas you could play in.
No,
outside,
you're skipping a hole. They're skipping a lot. Yeah, you're skipping over Mrs. Jade.
Okay.
Jesus.
I don't remember this. So.
That's when we're standing there, and she came up, and she goes, she's like, you look familiar, or something like that.
Oh.
And then she goes, and then she's like, you look just like Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was talking to me.
Obviously. Clearly, I don't look like Bert Kreischer. Well, I hope not. Jeez.
And she was a good-looking woman. She was actually a unicorn, but she was there with her bull. So they both kind of walked over, and her and I ended up making out for a little bit.
Oh, that at that point?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed all of that.
You were standing right there.
I missed all of it.
You were distracted by something.
I was oblivious. I usually am.
Yeah, no, she came up and she was talking about that, and I was like, I think I grabbed her boob, and we made out for a little bit, and that's I think probably why later she was like very comfortable with just saying hey.
Yeah. So
actually, I think she sucked my dick there too.
Stop.
Now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure she did. Like I said, this is recapping that something happened, you know, quite a few months ago, and my memory is not the best when it comes to details.
Yeah.
I remember moments, and I remember overall.
Yeah, the vibe.
I remember screenshots, and I remember I had a really good time, but I can't walk you, you know.
Through it all.
But I do recall Bert Kreischer, and I do recall kissing her and grabbing her boobs, and I want to say she at least gave me a hand job. She at least, like, not like, you know, not to... to completion types, but she definitely
touched your dick.
Yes.
Okay.
So then we're all standing around.
Okay, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. pay attention.
Yeah.
So we're standing there, and it was suggested, hey, let's all go play.
Because there's one play. What I was going to say is there's one playroom there. There's some outdoor like cabana-ish play areas, and then there's. But there's one actual playroom that
indoor,
has a couple of beds, a couch, and like stuff. So they're like, hey, let's go into the playroom. And so we were like, okay, you know, it was like the six of us basically. At that point, the unicorn had left.
Yes.
She had walked away. Cause I don't remember. She wasn't there at that point.
No.
So then everybody's like, okay, yeah, let's go. And then you were like, let's go get some water to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So we went.
They all turned and started walking, thinking that we were right behind them.
Following.
And we just kind of like backed away and like, let's go get some water.
But I think it's because you wanted to check in to make sure I was good.
It was 100% because like I knew where this was going. And just based off of the limitations and everything that we just discussed and where my mind was at, I'm like, okay, we just crossed another boundary, me and Mrs. Metro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know about going to this next boundary yet. I was like, let's pull away really quick and just kind of, you know, like I wanted to go.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's just step away for a second, you know, get our thoughts together.
Yeah.
And then, so we went and got some water and we were just kind of hanging out for a little bit outside the bar.
And then you were like, okay, let's go in and see what they're all doing or whatever.
Yeah.
So we go in and Mrs. Metro and the guy we haven't named yet.
Guy who has not been named.
Yeah, they're on the couch. She's riding him on the couch, and then Mr. Metro has the girl we have not named yet bent over on the bed, and so they're fucking clearly. And so we're kind of just watching. And
yeah, we're standing by the door, right where you walk in.
Yeah, so we're kind of just watching.
We had our popcorn.
Watching the show. And then Miss Jade is what you're calling her.
Yes.
She walks in, and she goes over with her bowl, and she goes over to the other bed.
No.
No?
No. She walks by us, and she goes, "Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
Come play."
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, "Come join us." So,
oh, I thought she was already over there.
No.
She said, like,
when she walked by us, she said, "Bert, come join us."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Say less."
So then we go in with them to the other bed. And I honestly don't remember a whole lot. I do remember.
I got to do one of my favorite things I enjoy doing.
What?
Going down on a woman from behind.
Yeah, so I do remember, like, we were all playing all in different things. Like, her guy was there, too, so it was, like, the four of us doing a lot of different
things. Yeah, I was going down on her from behind while she was going down on you.
Yeah, I do remember, like, kind of like a train almost. So, like, you were going down on her from behind, so she was bent over the bed. I was laying on the bed face up. She was going down on me, and then I was laying, my head was laying underneath the guy, and I was sucking his dick from underneath. The thing with him, though, is that he also did coke, so he was having a hard time getting hard.
Yeah.
And even with her, like, fully hard, even with her, so don't do coke, friends. It doesn't help your sex life, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I have too, actually, since then I've read stuff like that.
The thing about coke is I've never done it. I think I would like some of the effects of it, but I would not enjoy the coke dick part.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be cool.
So he was we were doing that, and I don't need like a rock hard dick to suck a dick. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So we were doing that, and then we kind of switched it up a little bit, and then like he was in his head because he wasn't really getting hard and performing, and I mean,
which is a real thing.
He's a single male, so that's probably even more fucked him up, you know, because it's like, what else does he provide to this lifestyle if he can't get his dick hard?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
And then you don't have a home base to return to. Like, if I'm struggling, like, I can go back to you.
Yeah. Well, her and him, it seems like they're good friends, and like they go out together a lot. Like, if he had a, you know, like, they're buddies in that way. So she,
buddies.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I can tell, like, this wasn't the first time they've hung out and been together.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah,
like,
for sure.
They clearly were, like, good friends or whatever, good fuck buddies, whatever it is. So she went to him to try and help him. Mm-hmm. And, but even with her, he couldn't, like, he was trying everything. But so he was just kind of, like, figuring his shit out, which kind of was like, okay, I'm not going to put any more pressure on him by, like, you know, I'm just gonna do something else. So then I think you and I were kind of just messing around.
You and I were messing around a little bit
while she was trying to get him out of his head and hard or whatever.
And then at one point Mrs. Jade or Miss Jade went over to the other bed with Mr. Metro.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Metro came over to our bed, and the bull started going down on Mrs. Metro.
Yeah.
And I think I was there, but I can't remember exactly what I was doing.
He was trying to fuck her, but he just could not get hard. So he was flipping her in all different positions, really trying, but it was not working for him. So then she was just kind of like, how I was like, okay, like, I'm not going to, this is, you know, like, stop putting so much pressure on yourself. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just hang out, watch, whatever. So then Mrs. Metro, because she was with him, kind of got off the bed and went over back over to where her husband was. And then I think you were laying there and I was blowing you and jerking you off. And then you were like,
no, you skipped something.
Okay, what?
I have to wait to, like, see where you're going. Then I'm like, nope, she skipped a step.
Okay.
While Mrs. Metro was playing with the bull when he tried to fuck her, like you said. Then he pulled out and he started licking her, and I was sitting there. I think I was unoccupied at that time. I'm not sure where you were. But I was like, all right, I'm gonna push another boundary. And I was like, hey, let me get some of that to Mrs. Metro. And he moved, and I went down on her for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. So on that bed was the actual first time.
I don't know
time.
Where I was either.
So I'm saying, like, I...
Oh, you know where I think I was?
You might have went to get water.
I went to get everybody water.
That's right. I'm like, you were there, yeah. But then you weren't.
Yeah, so somebody... I think I needed water, and then...
Everybody in that room was begging for water.
Yeah, I think even Miss Jade said, like, I really need water, too. So I went out... I ran out naked, yeah. Butt-ass naked, into the whole open grass area, across the whole thing. To the bar, like if you've ever been there, it's a long run from like if you're butt ass naked in yeah. a, like nobody else is running to go get water. So I went and got water.
Note to self, we need to bring like a jug of water.
Yeah.
And just have like a bunch of straws
out.
Well,
I don't think they want you to have drinks in there.
Yeah, it was just too much.
I went and got some cups of water.
It was freaking summer and the room had AC, but it was hot.
Yeah. So that must have been where I was.
Yeah.
Because I don't recall that at all.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just went down on for a little bit, and I was like, all right. And then you came back into the room, and that was, yeah. So then we fast forward to back. I was on the bed. You were blowing me. I was on my back. By that point, Mrs. Metro went all the way back to, like, the couches near the front and was kind of done.
Yeah.
She was kind of done. Mr. Metro was over there. And then you were, I was laying on my back and you were sucking me in and you were jerking me off and I was having a great time. And I was
Mr.
like,
Mr. Retro was sitting on the bed because he commented on how quickly I was jerking you.
Oh.
How fast my hand was moving.
And then, I was like, you know what's missing right now? Somebody sitting on my face. So that's when I called out. I was like, Mrs. Metro, get over here. And then she was kind of far away and she's like, huh? I'm like, Mrs. Metro, get over here. And then Mr. Metro was like, he's calling you. You need to go. And then she came over. And, yeah, she sat on my face. And I was, like, reaching up, grabbing her boobs. And you were jerking me off. I'm like, well, this is fucking awesome. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. And I'm sitting there. Yeah, I'm, like, going. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to come. I'm, like, kind of just a heads up to everybody. And, yeah. It was fantastic.
And then you came.
I came all over your hand, probably her back. But yeah, that was a really good time.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Yes.
And then we all got dressed.
And then we went to Denny's.
So Mr. and Mrs. Metro, myself and you, we all were like, okay, now it's like the freaking 2 o'clock in the morning by that time, I think, very close to it. We're exhausted and we're all hungry. Because again, we really didn't eat. So we're like, they were going home. They took an Uber there and they were Ubering home and we were staying in the area. So we were like, well, let's just go to eat. And they're so into Denny's. Like they, apparently that's what they do after, like, I don't know, whatever they do.
Oh, that was
whenever
their,
they go
that's
out.
Their thing.
Yeah. Whenever they go out, I think they go there for whatever, but I hadn't been in a really long time. But anyway, so we went to Denny's. We're all like, I mean, I think I'm wearing, like, a t-shirt, like, your t-shirt, probably.
Yeah.
And, like, we look haggard. Like,
haggard.
Party has been had.
Yes.
We go to Denny's, and then me and Mrs. Metro are like, we want a donut, because we saw a donut shop across the
weren't they just getting
lot.
Ready to close, too, or something?
They said they were open to, like, I don't know. I think they were 24 hours, but not the inside, so we thought they were closed. Mm. So you have to, like, get it through this window. Anyway, so we finished eating at Denny's, and then her and I walked over there to get donuts. So we got donuts, and then they went on their merry way home, and we went to our hotel. So that was Athena's.
Yes, Athena's was fun.
It was fun.
We are, we're probably going to go back to Athena's for their Halloween party. It's coming up on October 19th is their official Halloween party. So we're probably going to be going to that. So that'll be fun. That's just the nighttime only. There's no pool party during that because it's going to be October. It's going to be a little chilly. But, yeah, looking forward to that. And we got EDR August 31st. And let's see, was there anything else I wanted to touch on? Shout out to the Swingers Couch podcast. They were talking shit again the other day, saying that we stole one of their callers. And you know what? We did.
One of their callers.
It's funny.
The caller is in our area, though.
Yeah. So yeah. But anyways, yeah, we are totally down when you make it out here to SoCal if you want to meet up and have a drink. And we're actually going to be going to Miami in March.
In March.
I can't remember where exactly you guys live, but we're going to have like a day or two in Miami in March. If you guys are in the area and you want to meet up for a drink, that'd be totally cool.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, we're going on a cruise. We're leaving out of the Miami port. So we're going to go up there a couple days early and kind of hang out and get settled in. So we have plenty of time to discuss that.
Right.
However, if you guys are ever coming out here, we'd love to show you around. We got some great places, great things to do out here.
Sure.
Check us out at the Sweet Side of Life podcast TikTok, which is managed by you.
Terribly managed by me.
You will get updates once every 2 weeks.
A quarter.
And it's like a 5-second video. So we're going to get better on that, right?
I don't know. Are you going to start doing it?
I might have to. You can reach us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com.
When I can become a professional swinger, that's when it'll be better. When I have time for that shit.
It's all your mindset. You got to go into it with the right mindset. And then make sure you join our community on Cassidy. If you look up the Sweet Side of Life, you join our community, and that kind of lets you know where we're going, our upcoming parties, and yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to say, my love?
No, I don't think so, except for when enjoying the Sweet Side of Life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Let's try to make it there without an accident.
I know. Let's try to stop this podcast without...